Father, we just thank you and we praise you, and we're so happy this night in you. Father, we give you glory and honor. We thank you that you're real, that we can know you before we reach that place of heaven or towards heaven. Father, we thank you for your special strength, your special touch, your special healing touch day by day. And your joy is our strength. And Father, we thank you that you're forever faithful. And we thank you for all the provisions that you've made for us. You've made a provisions that we can come to you and know you, and you accept us as your sons and your daughters. And you take our sins and put in the sea of forgetfulness. And you don't even remember them no more. And Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. That special blood that was put on that cruel cross for my sins and the whole world's sins. We thank you for that special contribution that he gave fully, that, Lord, that we might live and we might have a place of rest someday. And Father, while we're here, we can be in rest also. And we thank you for that peace that passes all understanding. And Father, we thank you that you're real. We thank you that we can depend on you.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you that we can trust you, and we thank you for all the provisions and everything you've given us. And Lord, this night, I know that we can see you better than we can see people. It's hard to say, but you're so real. You're here. You don't change. And you're constantly aware of where we are. You're constantly concerned what we're doing. You're constantly aware of what we're facing. Father, we thank you, Lord, for thy all-seeing eye that is over the righteous. And you're open to our prayers and our cries. And Father, we thank you for the goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for all you've done. We thank you. And we thank you for living in a free land. And when we know you, it's really a land of opportunity. And Father, we just thank you for that grace, that blessing forevermore. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. And the Lord's so wonderful that I've really been coming to a real special place that I believe that we all need to be very aware of it, is the way that we feel. You know, it's spelled out as feelings. It's spelled out as a lot of other things. But our feelings go a long ways. And God expects us for our feelings to change. The Bible says, happy is the man or the woman whose God is the Lord. We should be just ecstatically happy. And we should continually watch ourselves to be happy. That's one issue that we have to take care of ourselves. The Israelites, when they crossed from Egypt and went in the promised land, on the way there, God was trying to transport them from darkness back into light. And in that process, the Israelites got very unhappy. And that's basically what it was. They got very unhappy, and they thought, well, why did God bring them out there to just die? Why didn't they just, this is what they said. And you know, this hurt the heart of God. And when we become unhappy, it goes against, and it's not written out in the Bible as just happy, but it is in a lot of, when you start reading, God starts dealing with it, happy is a great position that all Christians need to be just happy, 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 ecstatically happy.
Amen.
There should be no doubt, no question, because if you had the worst disease in the world, you know you're going to be in heaven. This is a short-term effort that we're placing here, and it should be emphasized all the time. At this time, your position, your life is very short. It's just a short few weeks and we're gone. We're going into something else. So while we're here determines where we make it up there, or we don't make it up there and we go down below. And we sure don't want to go down below. We want to create within our right heart. When we stand before God, the Bible says there's going to be a judgment seat. Then there's going to be a time when all of us, we're going to be accountable for everything we've done upon this earth. And I think that's probably at the time that he accepts us in there. But he'll go back and say, hey, I'm going to bring these charges. So we need to work on these areas that cause us hang-ups. Why do we get up happy? Because we don't get our own way, a lot of it. Why? Our feelings of happiness are very shallow. The happiness should be the greatest part of my life. And it contributes it to Jesus. The Bible don't really speak it out. You've got to be happy. No, but it does. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. And it talks about that he shall keep in perfect peace his mind is stayed on thee because we trust in thee. All these issues, your attitude is very important with God. Your attitude is something that you can say something, but if you're not behind what you're saying, God says your words are empty. They're without any meaning. We must believe what we say. We must feel what we say. We must come to a deep... We say it because God is working through us, about us, and in us, that we can face whatever He tests that God puts us in, that we might speak righteously for God in His capacity of His presence within us, because He's leading us. And with it, He wants us to be exceedingly happy. We might be the joy of the Lord. That's why it says the joy of the Lord is our strength. When we have no joy, we're dry. We're like something that has no feelings. It's like an old something that we build out here. It doesn't have no feelings in it. But God puts something within us that's called feelings. That we feel what we do. And that's what happened. Our feelings get out on the outside edge, and then we can't be happy. Oh, we're just upset all the time. We just feel like, everybody's jipping us and everybody's doing it. Well, we need to give people a chance also. God says for a Christian, give people an extra chance. We're to go the second mile. People say, I'm not gonna break down. Well, fooey what they do to us. We've got to break that lines of resistance down. That's our ministry. That's why we can't go into ministry, because we haven't learned how to minister for ourselves. The Spirit of God is on us. We get full of the Holy Ghost, and then we get as hard as old nails. We think we're so wonderful. We think we're so highly, and we become haughty in the eyes of God. God says we must humble ourselves, even when He appropriates us a special gift. We don't need to let it go to our head. This head is not made for anything like that, because this head cannot handle all the praise and all the glory. This head cannot live in pride. If you want God in you, you've got to erase all the pride. And that's the number one key issue that the enemy comes against us, through pride. How do we feel? How do we think that other people see us? And there's people I know out there that just try their best to get your goat. But you cannot let it get your old pet goat. And you can't let nothing be able to change what you feel. It's like, hey, can't find. Samson would have stayed where he should have been, and not to give a secret out. He could have get people just keeping riddles, and they could have never figured out what was wrong. We need to keep, don't let something get our goat. You ever heard that expression? That gets your goat. But what it means is gets the best of you. I've seen people fall apart. Christians. They didn't win an argument. Woo, wow. We had a full gospel businessman meeting one night. The fellow came in there, and it was terrible what happened, because he just really tore the whole thing up because of his pride. Someone said, well, that's not what it means. See, it didn't make any difference what he meant or what he should have said. Oh, I'm sorry. Even the other person was wrong. We should be big enough to not to bother us. We should be big enough to say, oh, excuse me, I'll take the blame. If you take the blame, God will change it for you. Amen. And He does this, and our relationship with Him from here to here needs to be joy. It needs to have a happy smile, even when you don't feel like it. When you know someone's doing it, praise God, glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says we pour coals of fire upon people if we will come in to work through God. God will pour coals of fire upon their heads, and He will do a work that we cannot do. All we do is get an argumentative degree, and pretty soon we're losing out on our Christian relationship with God. Even if we're just a plain Christian without nothing, we're going to lose it, because we got to prove to ourselves that we're better than someone else. Well, all the time, they're better than we are. And we need to realize that there's no need trying to prove something that you can't prove. And that's what we do. We come to something that's non-provable. It's no making a difference who wins. God knows He has all the answers. He has all of the pieces. He shelters all of our mistakes. And we need to realize that God uses us in this mind that we might be processors of His Word. That we might be so full of His Spirit that the Spirit of God comes upon us. The glory comes upon us. His presence comes upon us. It becomes as lightning from heaven. It becomes a source of energy that the world don't know how to cope with. It's Jesus Christ the righteous. He says, greater works shall ye do than He did. He eliminates it through the Spirit of God that you can work. The works that God took Jesus home so it would be possible, because when He went away, He broke the principality of the air. When He was here, that process had not been done. But when Jesus went away, He led that sinless life. And the Bible says in Corinthians, if they, the enemies of Jesus, would have been the issue of Satan, would have known, they would not allow Jesus to be crucified. Because it took away that power. They, from that day on, a child of God has the authority and the Spirit of God. Wouldn't that make you happy? That shouldn't make you sad. You should be happy, 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 because God's given you great privileges. He's given you great honor. He's given you great deity. As old sinful people as we are, He loves to touch us as His children. He understands that we're made out of dust. He understands that he created it as an image, but he knows that the day when Adam and Eve fell, that fall came upon us, and we have a nature within us that wants, if we quit serving God tomorrow, next day afterward, you're going to be sinning. The only thing that keeps us straight is seeking God. He is our refuge, and we need to realize that's what keeps us straight. It's not no issue from ourselves. It's coming to God. Says, I love you so much today. Lord, I want to please you this day. He says, you do? Okay, stand up for me. And we learn that. We start to understand this framework is not a house to just be nothing. It's a house that God wants to use here upon earth. That there will be something within this temple in between our these two ears up here that we will be pliable from the Spirit of God. Because most people get their feelings hurt. They get so offended. They get so, they're not even salvageable. They get so wickedly wicked. And you can't even talk to them. And I've seen pastors the same way. I told a pastor one time, I says, you're angry. Don't preach this morning. Just say you got something because you got something wrong. Oh, I wouldn't do that. You have no business telling me that. I says, Pastor, you're angry. You know, about 6 months' time, he lost that church. God wants us to get together. I don't care if we're a pastor. Greater the height, the greater the fall. Me, greater fall. We got to keep ourselves under the counsel of the Almighty. We're very tinsel. We're very non-existent. We're like an egg that's got about a 14,000-pound sledgehammer right on top of it. It can come down any second. And the only way God keeps up that hammer from not hitting us. We need to realize that. Get it. We cannot make it. We cannot make it without God's effort in our side. And our effort is no comparison to what God would have us be. All we need to do is relax in God and be happy. Happy, 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 happy. We need to be excited because God's chosen us that our days are going to be short, probably on this earth. But if you're happy, the Lord showed me, you're not going to be sick. You get right with God, you can't hardly get sick. If you get where you should be with God, nothing offends you. You have peace that no one, the church people come against you, but they can't get your goat. So happy, happy, happy. Oh, hallelujah. They can't figure Brother Lee out. They can't figure some other people. But God is the source, and He wants to arrange us by His authority. You know, almost all pieces of equipment have arrangement numbers. But we need an arrangement number that doesn't include anything of the orchestra of this world. All the factors that come in this world that say they're good. But our total deity comes in none other. The pure of God, the purity of God, the purity of God, that we should be so loved with God, that we want His purity. I wish 1,000 people here tonight, that they would hear that. We need to have a right heart, a pure desire, liberated, that we would be liberated, hallelujah, from the things of this world. That our counsel is not of man, our counsel is of God. He is the way, the truth, the life. No one comes unto the Father but by Jesus Christ. He is the righteous one. He is propitiation of our sins, not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world, for the sins of us this night, that we can live liberally, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope. That should be our aim. Oh, hallelujah. Just down here, you just pass along. We go to hospitals to pray for people. We go to rest homes. We go to these places. But they're as we're passing on by. And if we don't have love and happiness, you're not going to keep love unless you're happy. You lose. If you don't stay happy, you lose your love. If you stay happy, that love stays there. Oh, it abounds. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm happy, happy, happy. You need to be happy. Show it. Glory to God, the glory of God. God sees us as a vessel of praise, a vessel of honor. Says, I will lift my eyes to the hills. What's come my help? For my help comes to the Lord. Spells it out pretty plain right there. I lift my eyes to the hills. Whence come my help? For my help comes from the Lord. And God's help is so simple that most people, they go to Bible college, and they go to all these seminaries and all these places, and they forget about it. It's the little things. It's not knowing the most scriptures. It's not knowing to be the smartest in the Sunday school class. It's not having the greatest degrees. It's not having the most people saved. Because you don't know whether you saved any or not anyway. But those you think you saved, maybe even then, it doesn't come up the place that God would rest in His love. Because you're not caring who gets the best. That's baby intellect. We don't need baby intellect no longer. We need to grow up. It doesn't make any difference who's esteemed the best on this land. It doesn't make any difference who says they're the righteous. God knows it. And as long as God knows it, He will keep you in His... And that's part of humility, that we realize that we're not to expel anything but love. We're to give back. We're not to have any ill feelings but love. That we can love one another. That we can walk in the spirit of light. We can walk not in confusion. And I'll guarantee you, when you lose these lower particles, you're going to get in confusion automatically. And that's the problem. These little things is what keeps you into place, a positive relationship. You just do the little things, and you just sweep the floor a little bit, and God will do the rest. But if you don't sweep the floor once in a while, and you don't take care of it, and you think, well, I'm Mr. Somebody. The Lord says, better stand back, you're going to fall. God keeps warning and says, my child, I love you. Seek me and you shall find me. It's not like the world thinks it is. They think if you go out there and parade and do mighty things that you're really somebody, but I don't see it that way. The enemy likes that other way too, because he knows that he's even knows more than most people. He knows everything. And he realizes when we get a haughty heart, when we think we're somebody, we start losing that happiness. We start losing that gentleness. We start losing that caring, that understanding. You know, we need to understand people. I've learned to listen to people because I need to listen to them. We learn more by listening than we do by speaking. And it becomes God seated because you are the heart of God within you. God moves in your heart for you. And His heart becomes in you that you don't tell other people, you don't blurt it out, but you know yourself, it wasn't for God that you would not be here this night. The love of God touches in such a mighty way. Oh, hallelujah. As Joseph found himself going down into Egypt, put in bondage, put in jail. You know, could we stand that? That's hard going. But he went with love. And then he went out and he went to the Potiphar's house. And how the Potiphar's wife made accusations, how he stood that, and how he went back down in prison, and how God had His hand. We don't know the output of God. In this life, we don't know anything but today. And God spoke to me this day that that's why we make everything so perfect the day that we're in. This should be our best. This is the best day of my life today. Tomorrow, if I wake up, it's going to be the best day. And if you'll keep doing that, it'll exercise, because God sees us as exercising in faith. And when you exercise in faith, you can do one push-up, and pretty soon you'll do 10 Christian push-ups, and pretty soon you'll do 100 Christian push-ups. And that's the same way we are in the spirit world. God wants us to multiply ourselves and apply it ourselves, that we have not arrived until we start overcoming. Overcoming the presence of darkness, that we can overcome the temptation before us, that we can overcome through not the ways of the world with fists and all the things and cussings and all the things they do, but we do it through the exercise of being responsible to the heart of God. Where our God is no longer the God of this world. Our God is separation from this world. That we might come out from this world, that our eyes and our ears would only hear and receive what God has for us. That we're very pliable under the vocation of His mighty presence within us, that His vocation comes upon us, that He anoints our lips, He anoints our eyes, that we might be the servants of Jesus Christ, that we might serve Him with all of our best. The Bible says that we're not eye servers or men pleasers, but followers of Christ, doing the will of God out of the heart, doing the will of God out of the heart, that we might have a purity, a pure relationship, that our life would be so pure of God that God says, my child, I love you so much that I will bless you. I will create within you a right heart. And I one day will fill you with my presence. I will go before you. And you will not have to fear what man will say, what they will do. But thou wilt know the Lord thy God is with thee. And I shall go forth as a mighty instrument of my praise. That I would glorify thee, that I would touch thee, that thou would grow in the nature and admonition of me, the Lord thy God. And thou would walk faithful, that thou might be determined to go out and challenge those round about thee. And not be argumentative, but challenge them in your love. Challenge them in the reservations that within you that cannot move upon any ugliness. And they will see the love of God within you. They will see the purity of your heart. And they will desire it. And that breakthrough will come. If thou shalt stay and pure before me, I will allow these things to happen. And thou shalt be walking as a faithful blessing upon this land. And I say there's not many this night are walking in faithfulness. Many, many of my people are falling back. And I say this night is time for my people to take allegiance. It's time for my people to start taking the cross. That they might follow me and they might be instrumental in its last hours. They might prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. They might walk in my liberty. And they would walk in my peace. And they would not no longer honor the things that are written by man. But they would honor from the things that come from the Heavenly Father. Through the power of Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Ghost, that they would honor those as truths from heaven, and they would not quench the Spirit of God. They would walk in the allegiance of God the Father. And I say where they shall go, if the word is being quenched, they would leave it. And they would want no part of that because it's not from the Heavenly Father. It's not from Jesus. It's not from the Spirit of God. My people must realize that thou can offend many in this last days, but I say, do not offend the Lord thy God. For I say, people get offended if you don't go where they want you to go. But be not afraid. Be not be able to come against them and say, I love the Lord, and I'm faithful to my God, and you'll have to take it up with my God. And I say, I shall fight thy battles, and if thou shalt speak peaceably with all men, I shall illuminate myself within thy presence, and thou shalt see my glory. And thou shalt see my peace, and I shall not let thee fall, for thou shalt be a mighty blessing, a tower of peace, a tower of loving kindness, and thou shalt touch the one that's lowly, and they shall be healed. For the one that needs saving, they shall be saved. And for that one that has a plight for losing their life, as thou wilt pray, they will regain that life. And for those that receive, they will receive blessings, and they shall receive healings, and they shall receive promises. If thou shalt come before me, ye shall see these things come to pass, and thou shalt see my glory, and thou shalt see this day approaching, for I'm coming very soon through the clouds of heaven, and I'm coming for those that are prepared, for those who have made ready. I'm coming for a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. I'm coming for those who have not set their sight upon the things of this world, but have put their sights on the Lord Jesus Christ. I know this day that thou art living in, many, many people judge thee that's in this room. But I say, be not afraid. Do not let it bother thee, O man, O woman. For I am with thee, and I shall never leave thee, and I shall never forsake thee. I say, my peace is within thee, and thou shalt see a treasure of my glory, if thou shalt walk faithful. Walk faithful toward the Lord thy God, for I have chosen thee to be a good soldier and to have happiness within their hearts. That thou shalt live happy. I say there's so many this day are not happy. They have no joy. They have no peace. And I say they're very argumentative. And I have seen their plight. And their plight is indifferent from the Lord their God. And they're walking in the ways that man has taught. But I'm looking for those this last hour will walk by the direction of the Holy Ghost. Walking and not fearing what men will say, what men will do, but walking, believing that their place is hand in hand with the Lord Jesus Christ, that they will be obligated no longer to the cares of this world, but they will be looking for that coming that's coming very soon. When the trumpet of God shall sound and time shall be no more, for I'm looking for a peculiar people, a dedicated people in that hour, for I say homecoming is very soon. Look up my people. The signs of the times are truly here. I say, all the hurricanes, the things that's happened, are the signs of time. My word declares, I'm knowing the time, now it's high time to wake out of sleep. My people, many, many, many are asleep. They're looking for great movements of my spirit here upon this earth. But I say that day is growing short. I say my people need to wake up. They need to wake up. The harvest truly is ripe, and the laborers are few. They need to wake up. As salvation is free. But yet I'm coming soon, and my people need to be ready They need to not falter no longer. They need to take up their place in the ranks, that my people be ready. Their eyes will be fastened on the Lord Jesus Christ, fastened no longer in the cares of this world. Look to me this night, and thou shalt live. Look to me, and I shall give thee an inheritance that fades not away. For I am here to strengthen thee, not to trouble thee this night, but to encourage thee by my word, said the Spirit of God. For I am here that thou might live, and thou might live abundantly while thou art here, that I would provide for thee the good things, not be even worried about tomorrow. For I shall take care of thee, and meet my desire to take care of thee, even though obstacles come your way and say, it's not going to happen, but you will know that I shall be with thee. And I shall walk with thee, and I will be by thy side, and thou shalt be my son, and thou shalt be my daughter, saith the Lord Almighty. God is here to bring restitution, the church. We are the church. And when it says church, it doesn't mean a steeple. It means the bride of Jesus Christ. We are his bride, and he's looking for a spotless bride, a bride that's without spot or wrinkle. And while we're here, he wants us to be exceedingly happy. He wants us to praise him, to exalt his name, that we would have a hallelujah good time. He wants to bless us. He wants to arrange within us a right heart, a pure heart, that we would have the commission and know that God is with me more than then we can believe that our brother or sister that we see, that he is that close. He wants us to really to take heed to the word of God, that he will never leave us, he'll never forsake us. His eyes are over those righteous, his ears are open to the prayers, but he's against the hearts of the unjust. Those who are not faithful, God doesn't hear their cry. And for those that get upset, God doesn't hear their cry. And here tonight, when I was coming here, the Lord spoke to my heart, and that's why many of us Christians don't get their prayers answered. They're in and out. They're up and down. And when God's looking for us to be constantly abiding, constantly seeking God, constantly aware of God, because in and out, we lose our love. We lose the love. We go in and up and down. It's not a practical way for us to live. It's not good for us, because one day we're up here, the next day, and that's the way the Lord told me, that's the way they're trying to teach people nowadays. You have good days, you got bad days. But God wants us to be a constantly, that the day doesn't make any difference. Jesus is the difference. God is the difference. And he gives us that love, that constraining love, that constantly, that we have that love to serve our God, to feel his presence, to walk with him with great joy, great peace, hallelujah. Walk with him with great faith. Great faith. God wants to give us great faith, great peace, great strength, great anointing. The Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we can claim it, believe it, that he will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. Hallelujah. You know, I got a fellow I prayed about to fix my room, and he came over, and I was getting a little bit concerned. I thought, well, you know, he's doing such a wonderful job, you know. We all get, I'm just telling on myself now. And I said, how much is it? I said, I'm not going to pay you that. I said, I'm going to pay you way more than that. But the man was very good to me, so I gave him quite a substantial amount of what he charged me. If God's in it, he will bless you. He will be with it. They will multiply your strength. You know, if someone doesn't want to bless you, that's fine. God wants to bless you. And we can't receive our blessing from man. It comes from God. And we are instruments of righteousness. We're here to help one another. We're here to pray for one another. We're here to lift up one another, to encourage one another, to be faithful, to be faithful to God, to be faithful to his word, to be faithful to the things that he puts within his heart. And that faithfulness becomes an everyday challenge every day that I know that I need to get more of God. I need to pray more. That's what God wants us all the time, that we need more. We have a desire. He understands us, and we're not to put ourselves, chop ourselves down in case we don't meet that. That's God sees us as a child. He sees us, and he knows that when you have no, it's something beyond your control. God is with you. And don't let it be an insult from the enemy. Come say, look, you didn't do this. Just say, oh, bug off. I'm God's child. And God takes care of me. You got to take it up with my Father. My Father is the Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, through the blood of Jesus Christ, and through the power of the Holy Ghost. And I don't see that on your credentials, old man. You cannot come against God's people. And where I'm part of God's people, I'm here that God would exalt my Heavenly Father, that I would exalt Jesus Christ, that I would lift my eyes to the hills, that I would worship my God, that I would praise my God, that I would love my God, that I would love the power of the Holy Ghost, that I might be an instrument of praise, of righteousness, that I might create in me a right heart. How can I accept, come to God unless I keep myself that place of purity? We're not self-righteous. We're here to serve our God. And that's not being self-righteous. Our righteousness is in Him. And people don't understand that they got part of the devil in them because they wouldn't say that. They're out to, you know, people that lose their, don't have their words coming out right, are not really in the presence of God enough. There's people, I see them all the time. I see them in different varieties. I see a lot of church people. And they're pretty much out of control. What's happening? They're trying to do it in his head knowledge. They're trying to get it in here. And the Bible says in Timothy, they go about to be knowers, but they can't be followers. You can know it up here, but you haven't got it down here. You need it down here, and you don't need anything up here. Spirit of God, that's just the way that we manage and it manages my body, but I tell it to line up with Jesus. I'm not going to take no filth from this mind. I'm not going to take nothing that's not from God. And that's what we got to do. We got to say, hey, I don't want that. I don't want the disturbance that comes into my life when I around something like that. It's like those breakfasts we had. They was doing me a lot of damage. And so I just finally said, I'm going away. I'll just, everybody have their own fun. But I'm just, that's the way I am. I'm going to live what I feel right to my Heavenly Father. I don't care if everyone in the world comes against me. I want to live properly before my Father. I want to appropriate all, I lift my eyes to the hills. Make a joyful noise on the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. That should be my attitude. Come before His, knowing that He is God. He's the one that made me. With the sheep of His pasture, enter His gates with thanksgiving, enter His courts with praise. Amen. So I need to praise God. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. And we need to realize that God has put a lot of effort in on each one of us here tonight. He is constantly abiding. He is always at our side. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. There's many people that I don't see you only certain times. But God, when you leave this house, He will be with you. He will be with you. He will not leave you comfortless. He will bless you. He'll make His face to shine upon you, put His mercy upon you, bless you, and be faithful to you. He wants to create with you a right heart, a pure heart to our Heavenly Father, that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost are working together for us. You got three main keys working in you. And aren't they greater than old, the Lucifer and what people? There's a lot of people that come after you too, but they're partakers of the enemy. And don't let that bother you. They have no effect in you. He comes to kill, destroy, to steal. He wants to rob your experience here tonight. He wants to rob you and say, hey, there's nothing to what you're receiving now. And He would do anything to make you believe that. But it comes in our heart that we got to receive that from heaven. And we all have personal hang-ups. Mine right now is my lungs are just like, they're very weak. But I can't let it bother me. These efforts, Apostle Paul went, and God would not really release that, whatever that bondage was. And God uses it that we might remain faithful. And you've got enough, if you don't have enough today, you'll never have enough tomorrow of God. We get it, and we need to be desirous of what we have. Oh, hallelujah. That someday we're going to have a new body. Someday we're going to have a proper relationship. There's many people, and God, I believe, are going to make it in with not too much of a relationship. But when they get into heaven, we're all going to have a greater relationship than we have here. It's going to be on. We cannot even understand what God wants to do for us.
Amen.
It's beyond the ninth or tenth heaven. It's beyond our belief. He says, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has entered the heart of man. Hasn't even entered the heart of man. The things that are prepared For them that love God. Everything is for them that love God. You go through the whole Bible, it's for them that love God. For them that love God, have eternal life. For them that love God. For them, we want to be a lover of God. We want to love God. We want to be faithful. Most of the churches nowadays, they would have a sermon on it and be a lover of God. But there's a lot to it. God wants to speak to you in a very special way. And God has been telling me that most of his people are starving out with what they need. Their diet is not from heaven. Their diet is from man. And then I'm not know nothing, but God keeps telling me things that I understand. And like he said, told me that if you have a happy heart, you're going to live. You're not even going to have a lot of heartaches. You're not going to have a lot of problems that other people have. We don't even, if you just live right.
Amen.
Because God sees that, and God wants to bless you. God wants to strengthen you, and God wants to anoint you, and God wants to fill you. God wants to excite you. God wants you to walk holy before him as a vessel of praise, that you would deny the powers of darkness. You would deny the powers of darkness, but you would lift up the Spirit of God. And every day of our life, we must choose, even after we're Spirit-filled, I'm going to walk upright this day in the name of Jesus. Oh, enemy, denounce you. I take on the Lord Jesus Christ. I fill up with fuel each day. Heavenly fuel, hallelujah. That I take on heavenly manna that will exist only one day. And tomorrow I need that refueling up. Lord, I want you to fill me from the very crown of my head, the very sole of my feet. And when I start getting down a little bit of fuel, I need more fuel in me because I am very flimsy in my old canteens and my tank is it's got holes and a lot of these things that we lose that blessing. But God still wants us to, even though we lose it, he wants us to remain faithful and seeking him. That's part of God's, wants to bring us to that place of searching for him. The Bible says in Jeremiah, if we search for him, we will surely find him. Searching is searching out, and searching is letting go of everything else. You're letting go of all of your feelings. You're going out. If you're searching for something, you're not even thinking about your eating. You're not thinking about nothing because you're searching for, and that's what God wants us to search him in that way, that he will take care of our problems. He will take care of where we live. He will take care of our needs. He will take care of our healing. He will take care of the questions we have. He will come into our hearts and bring us liberty. He will bless us in such a manner that we can never even explain it. It's something beyond the charisma of God has a heavenly choir of people so beyond, and they're angels and many people that we cannot understand. And they're here to be heirs of hope. For the Hebrews it says, they're sent forth as ministering spirits. There's twice as many of them as there is Lucifer. Plus, God's had these little children that's come in all these years. Never, and I believe that God showed me they're like little choir angels. Those little children, and they'll be from the heavenlies. And God's blessed those little children. You know, you think of the little children that go into heaven. I'm not sure all they do, but God has got something so wonderful that we can't even orchestrate. We can't even understand his glory, his wisdom, his eternal searching is beyond our comprehension. And he allows us to come into his presence to say, hey, my child, I love you. And I said, oh my goodness, how could you love me? He said, don't worry about it. I love you. I love you. I love you. Get that in your seed, in your being, that God loves you. Eternal love is there to strengthen you, to caress you, to be with you. And he will manage you. He will keep you. I've been hearing about I think you was telling me about this one fellow was a ranch manager. But God wants to manage our ranch. And we in Texas, we used to build up ranches. That was the outfit that I worked for. And we'd go into it's like a ranch might have 2,000 acres. We'd go in and be just a jungle like. Many of them didn't have no fences. Just could not even walk through it. And a year or so time, they'd have lakes in those ranches, fence in those ranches. If there was any crooked streams, they'd all be leveled out and made straight. You know, the enemy likes crookedness, but God says he'll bring us straight.
Amen.
You know, water goes better when it goes straight because it doesn't have any resistance. Through crooks holds water back. They just hold like a big old snake. That's why snakes are so crooked, because that's their formula. And God is the opposite. God is straight. And here is peace. And I remember those places. A couple of years later, I went to Aubrey, Texas up there a couple of years ago. And that ranch was so beautiful. It was so unmanaged before that. But they have ranch managers that manage most of these ranches. Most of these ranches are owned by some millionaire from Dallas or someplace like that, big people, but they have managers. But I'd like to put on the other foot. God wants to manage our ranch. And he wants to say this is sort of like it's got a bunch of old brush on it, old stuff that don't produce nothing. But if you let God get in, clear out all the junk, start putting in some good straight fences where the enemy can't come in, and you start having pure water running through your creeks instead of this old junk water that stale water at you because it's got a little fall to it now and the water stays sort of pure. It's not backed up. That gets better and all these things start, and pretty soon your life starts being able to function. Well, your life will come into a place that you can see that you've been given by God. You've been blessed by God that you can be his tool of praise that God can work in you that you might have a profitable life. And the length of time that you're here, the days on, you can live profitable to God. And God will not fail you. He will bless you. He will increase that love. He will increase that strength. He will increase that vitality that you have, that desire of praise and serving the Lord thy God. Walking as his child. But the secret is not really worrying or caring about all this stuff. If you don't care about it, God will just lift you in it. He will put you in it. You don't do it in yourself. And that's why preachers are missing it. They're doing it in themselves. He will exalt everybody. The Bible says he will exalt all. It's in the Bible. He will lift those up and exalt you in due time. So if we learn to be humility through humbleness, brings us down to a ground level that God can start ministering in us. And we might be an example. We might take the designer, the chief designer, which is Jesus Christ, take him as our the one we're looking at. Don't look at brother, but look to Jesus. The author, the finisher, the keeper of our faith. He is ever faithful. And you know, the author, the finisher, I thought about an author, they know what the end of the book is going to be when they first started. Jesus knows all about us, but we're going to end up. Hallelujah. The Lord thy God have chosen thee this night that thou would not no longer be faint-hearted. Or no longer fretting thyself, because I'm here that my people might grow. They might attain the level which I've called them to be coming into. That they would be endued with power from on high. That they would live a life honorably, the life that I've chosen them, this natural life that they live. And at the time when I take them home, they will just graduate from here to there. And my people, thou must keep that in thy heart. For I love thee. Do not retain things for thyself. Be willing to give to others. And I see this when thou givest out thyself to me is my delight. Those that give themselves to me to bring back a hundredfold, a thousandfold. I say I shall bring back beyond measures. If my people will seek me, they shall surely find me. And I say many have not sought the Lord their God. And I say I've given the Holy Ghost. I've given them all things. But I say this night, they're not seeking me. They're not seeking the one that can help them. But I say the days are very short. And I say hard times is coming upon this earth. And I say there's problems coming upon this earth. And I say my churches do not see it. My pastors do not see it. Many are preaching. It's going to be another 1,000 years. And they're preaching the prosperity of man. But I say it's not the prosperity from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. For I predict very shortly I'm coming back. I know the time. And I say my church, my people need to prepare because Israel is about that time when my attention is going to be given to them. And when that time comes, I wish this to my people to be exodus out of this land. And they will not be partakers of the elements that's going to face them upon this world. For I say trying times are going to come. Days of troubles. Days of hardships. A days of headaches. A days of poverty beyond measure. But I say in reverse, for those that are ready, they will go on into something beyond their dreams. They will come into something so spectacular, and they will wish they had never even seen what they're seeing here, because it's going to be so wonderful that they cannot understand why they didn't want to be upon this earth. But I say, while you're here, don't let the things of this earth be very close to thee. Be able to put them down. Be able to erase them, but they're only tools that thou would use while they're here, and they would only be, for thou hast nothing in this world. Thou owes nothing in this world, and I will take you in as I bring you in this world naked, I shall take thee out naked, and that means for thy cares, thy dreams, thy homes, I give thee the homes that thou livest in, I give thee the food, I give thee all these things, and that day I shall be taken from thee, and I say at that time when I take
within my bride. I say there's going to be a devastation come upon this land, and I say it's going to be a day of whoredom, a day of troubles, a day of wickedness. And I say my people must realize that they have nothing here to hold on to, nothing dear. And if your relatives are not ready now, just remember that heaven is too, means too much. Thou cannot be dear to something that thou cannot change. If that man or woman does not want to change, I say, worry not. When thou hast done thy best, thou shalt go into thy rest. And do not worry, for I say up there, thou wilt not even remember this day. Thou wilt not remember this day, because I say so great of things up there, that thou wilt not be able to consider what thou considerest this night. My people, rejoice. Be happy, for I loveth thee. Be not afraid, for I have not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And remember that I shall go with thee, and I shall contest those that come against thee. Leave them to me, and I shall take care of them. Draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you. Resist the devil, and he shall flee from me. Walk with my faith, walk in my victory, for I loveth thee this night. Remember, I love thee, my ones. I remember I love thee, saith the Spirit of God.
The Lord just put this mark. I don't know what happened, but I know he put it on my heart how unhappy his people were. And let me see that it's hurting his heart. We're not happy because we love things too much. We love the praise of men too much. We don't really love the things that he loves, and yet he wants to wean us from the cares of this world. You don't need him. I don't need him. And that's where our lives are. We don't fool God. If we're not down in him, if anything comes by, we're up, not just, we're out of ground. We're out of ground. We got to make sure our passes are right. God shows me that we need make sure everything is right. As I try really hard at what I work, and the same thing where we are, we need to be very vessels of honor. And I've heard people say, "Well, if you're a Christian, you really don't have to do nothing." That's the opposite. God wants you to excel in where you are. And that's our problem. Christians are not responsible. Christians want to make excuses. Christians want to tell others, "You need to take care of me because I'm a child of God." They want something for nothing is what they want. And we don't get nothing for nothing. God gives the increase. God gives the standards. And the standards are such, I discovered God to say this, the standards are such a low, that field is right there bordering where I was when you took that picture. I knew this by the Spirit, but I venture it's not down any deeper than this. So this man's paying all this money, and he won it down about this deep. You don't fool the Holy Ghost. And that's what the world's about cheating. That's what the church is about. They even cheat. I've seen it and cheat one another and think it's a blessing. No, God wants to live above reproach. God wants to live as a high standard. God wants to live in his elevation, not the world's level. That we can live properly in this world, living properly by God the controller, living in his seeing eyes. He sees every thought we think he sees. And when we're out of kilter, we're going to have those thoughts. We need to have a conscience full of love. The lustless world is not in our, this head doesn't fit what the enemy has for us. It don't fit us. And we start putting on us, we got a bunch of garbage hanging on us, and we're cumbersome then, and we lost our love, we've lost our faith, we lost everything he's got. Is just shame. It's sham. It's for nothing. It's my body was built to perfect itself in God. We need to realize that we're the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We're the temple that God lives within us. He lives with us. He can tell you what he wants. He can tell you what there's going to be an explosion like that in Oklahoma. He can tell you these things because he speaks through his people, his prophets. He Amen. Speaks through whatever the callings is, but God speaks to his people. God is there to elevate us. And we can have more faith in it than what we hear. The newspapers are probably half wrong. I know that they have to retract certain things because they're not totally correct. And we're living in a land that's not totally correct. I see our president's trying to back up now, and he don't know really how to get out. But I told Brother Clint before, I said they'll find no weapons because there's not none.
That's right.
I told Brother Clint that's how I feel for our nation. God showed me there was nothing there. We don't go and toot our horn, but God gives us insight on great and many things. He incorporates us in us that we know Somehow he says that machine will burn up, burns up. The chip you have, I have nothing. I'm just a junk pile. I'm a junk pile. He forgets his own junk and going every day. I'm like an old Model T. Brother Clint, I don't even have a good car. I'm giving Brother Clint, I'm that old Model, like that car. I start up my old Lizzie, get it, go, put, 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 put. I mean, I don't even have a good car. Boy, I don't, you know, but God could take that old Model T and go farther all around the universe with it.
That's right. That's right.
When we think we've got it, we've lost it. When we think we've got it, we lost it. Our purity is in Him, and we've got to search for Him every day. Oh, Lord, I want to line up with You this day. I want not to be deceived. God is not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Those that are reaping to the things of this world, they're going to lose. The problem is going to be wrong spirits they're going to reap. Because when we sow something, we reap it. But God's good news, God will forgive us. If you've sowed a lot of wrong things, He'll forgive you. And yet, that chapter is closed. That chapter is closed. Never, 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 He doesn't come back. I told you so. No, He doesn't. He will give you a new chance, a new spark. He will come anywhere. If people will just surrender and say, Lord, I need a new touch. I want You to come in, take away this old heart of iron, of stone, and create me a pure heart. A part of love, a part of joy, and God will do it. And that's what we see. We see a mixed up world. It's so mixed up. This world is not long here. It's gone. Jesus is coming. And all these people are calling out, oh, they're misled. They're misguided. Oh, I feel so good.
Amen.
The Lord was telling me about the eye for an eye and the tooth for tooth. Oh, He was telling me that most of His Now, He told me this. Most of His Spirit-filled churches are working under the law. They work under the law. And they even get their meetings under the law. They're everything, if they do certain things,
yeah.
You've seen someone receive their healing a certain way, they make this as this plan.
Yeah.
It's law. It's like we take that as gospel when God floats around. Glory! Hallelujah! Woo! Glory! Glory! Boy. I'm going to take off on these days. The Lord tells me so many things that I don't remember most of, but I know He's right. If you keep your heart right with God, your blood pressure will go down, and you'll get to where you don't need, you'll sleep good, and you'll have all Amen. And you don't have confusion. You don't have, and your prayers gets answered.
Praise
and all these wonderful things start happening, and praise God, you're an achiever.
Amen.
For the Lord. And if I do something, He tells me to do foolish things. They'll always work. Boy, it sure boggles the churches I go to. Wow. Most of them don't have no move of the Spirit at all, hardly. I'm saying this lightly. No, very, and I say this honestly before God. They have a form of godliness, but they're going on things that happened years ago on memories and on how to get a touch from God. And all these things they're doing through the process of the Old Testament.
That's right.
You do this and it works. You do this and it works. But God moves not by the might, but by His Spirit. He doesn't come through the clumsy way of through men. He uses men, yes, and women, but He does it through Him. He's the one that controls it. That's the great hang-up. He uses people. He always has, always will, but they're to be close enough to Him that He can give them new manna every day, and they will receive the new manna. They're not willing to go take their old things that they've learned over the process of years and make that as a certain outline. That's right. An outline that comes from heaven. Things are changing. We're not the same as we were 5 years ago. We're coming to places, the coming of Jesus. Jesus is at the door. He's saying, my church, wake up. Your redemption draweth nigh. Be not clumbered down with the cares of this world no longer, but look up to me. Take away thy thoughts from the things of this world, the things that have brought thee down, your big bank accounts, all these things that many children of God have been involved with. They're as cumbersome weights. Lay aside every weight and sin, as Jesus said, and run that race with patience. That's God's day in the church. Run this race with patience, that thou would be delivered. Thou would be set free. That thou would be an overcomer. That thou would be an achiever. And the Lord's army, that He is real, He's perfected, He's bringing perfection to his beloved. It talks about it in the Word of God. In Ephesians, everybody's afraid of those. But it brings perfection to the saints. It's there, but we don't want to read that because that's back in the New Testament day when Jesus was there. It's for us now. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the day that God wants to plan. These words just come from God. I couldn't even give them. And I don't want to get home unless he comes and speaks to me. I'm as absent as an old... I'm just living in the presence of God. I don't know nothing, don't have nothing, and I don't care about nothing. I like peace. That's what Betty don't call for me. I just say, praise God, hallelujah. When someone wants me to run a camp, I think, well, that's a good time because I get out there by myself and I praise my God and I don't hear no corruption, no bad thoughts, nothing, and I can edify my God. You know, we get power through the Holy Ghost. You know why we get power? Because you don't know what's being said. If you knew what was being said, you wouldn't have to get the power. God uses it and he washes you. He cleanses you because you're edifying yourself that no longer is your old man getting in charge. The new man is being aroused by the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost has come to bring you out of where you are and set you on fire from heaven that you will no longer be a candlestick of this world, but you'll be a candlestick of the Lord Jesus Christ. Inspiration come from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, elevated to a new area by the power of the Holy Ghost. The glory of God wants to set us free. We be elements of praise. We bring dishonor to God, and God wants us to bring honor. We might be appropriating ourselves as properly to God. We might be pleasing. We might walk, oh, I love you people. I love God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, you're going to take me home. I just praise God. I love you. Glory. Hallelujah. Well, I get wound up and nobody. People don't like it, boy. I suppose people don't like it when I get. I've had to learn to be by myself because people said, we don't want that. I said, boy, you don't want that? It feels good. Oh, you're just a little baby Christian. What's wrong with you? I'll see what my Lord says, tells me. Lord said, don't worry about it. Fret not that self. God is on your side. Boy, I feel this room just full of love. This room is full of peace. This room is full of God's presence. God's here to heal you tonight. God's here to consider you as that offering of praise. That we might be offerings toward God. That ourselves, that we would say, I want to offer my life totally to my God. I want to offer my life totally to you this night, Lord. I want to breathe that inspiration of praise. I want to walk worthy of you this night. I want to work in your presence. I want to work being delivered by your presence this night. Lord, I love you, and I pray for a mighty blessing upon these people. I pray that you would bless them from the very crown of their head to the very sole of their feet. I pray for the liberty of God to be upon them in a mighty way. I pray that you would bind all hindering powers come against them, and I pray for angels to be around this property in Jesus' name. I pray for the Spirit of God to be upon Cliff this night, and on Jan, and on Sister. And on Micah, and on Jennifer, I pray for a mighty blessing. And Breanne this night, we pray for Betty this night. We pray for our beloved. We pray for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. In this time, we know those who you have, those that are yours. And we pray for a mighty blessing on your beloved. We pray for those in Reading that know you this night. We pray for a mighty blessing on the beloved. We pray for this county. We pray for the regions around us. We pray for America this night. We pray for this land. We pray for those who are living above reproach us not. We pray for a mighty blessing upon them. Father, we come against the principalities and powers of darkness, and we loose them this night in Jesus' name. We pray that you conduct the business upon this night, that they might be profitable servants this night of praise and honor. And we give you glory and honor. We thank you this night. We thank you for your wonderful praise. We thank you that you're real. And we pray for America this night. We pray for our presence this night. We pray for those in the leadership this night. We pray that you bring liberty to this land. And Father, we pray that your people would wake up, Lord God, for those who their eyes are darkened. They cannot see. Let them receive lights of the promise upon them. They might be that instrument of praise and no longer walking, misguiding their people. They be instruments guiding their people toward you. And they no longer misguide, but they would learn to be guide to thee this night, and we thank you this night. We thank you for your praise. We thank you that you're real. We thank you for your faithfulness. We just praise you this night. Wonderful Lord, we thank you this night. We praise you this night. We pray that you'll give us a good night's sleep. Everyone in this room, we pray for the benediction of your Spirit upon us. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we bind all hindering powers. We loose the Spirit of God in the entirety here this night. We pray for angels. I sense them in this room right now, angels. And Father, I pray that you'd bring blessings upon us. I pray that you'd bring peace here as a mighty river from heaven. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory.